on the Beara Peninsula. Joining me now is Principal of Cahamore National School. That's Padraig O'Sullivan. Good morning to you, Padraig.
Morning, John Paul. How are you?
Okay, I'm fine, thanks. You're at the moment currently at three-teacher school, is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, yes. That may change, though, because if your numbers aren't high enough, you're going to lose one of your teachers there.
Correct, yeah. Since the budget of November 2011, our pupil teacher ratio for a school of our size has been rising dramatically, really. And this year, they required, a few years ago, we needed 49 pupils to have a third classroom teacher in the school. And as of September 2014, we will need 56, an increase of 7, we will need 56 pupils to have a third teacher. We do not have that number. We should have probably 52 to three pupils, and therefore we will lose a teacher.
So you'll be short only about three pupils, because of that you will lose out?
Yeah, we're short 3 to 4 pupils. We, in certain situations, there are appeals processes. If your numbers were going up again dramatically in the near future, we don't have any dramatic increase in the near future. Our numbers are staying about the same. So, there's no appeals process that suits us. The department has given us no option. We have no way out. We'd be left in a situation where we have we would have over 50 pupils in two classrooms. So we would have a junior classroom and a senior classroom. We'll have four classes in each classroom, and we will have an average of 26, 27 pupils in a room, and it is going to be a very difficult task.
So you'll have a teacher teaching maybe third class, but also looking after sixth class in the one room.
Correct.
Which isn't feasible, I suppose, nowadays with the changes that have come in over the years in the education system.
Exactly. The minister on the other hand is asking us to, there is expected increases in literacy levels, increases in numeracy levels, increases all around. And the workload of teachers has grown over the past number of years. And putting us into a situation like this is completely unfair. Not only that, and the reason for a two-teacher school, you would have 2 days learning support. For a three-teacher school, it's just given a blanket number. That doesn't depend on how many children would need learning support. But for a three-teacher school, we'd have 3 days in the week of learning support from a learning support teacher. Now, when we lose our teacher, we will only have 2 days, despite the increase in the numbers in the classroom. When we would need help most, or more help most, we're actually being cut a day of our learning support, and we would be 1 day less learning support in our situation as compared to a three-teacher school when we were a teacher's school. So when we need help most, that is also being taken away, and it makes absolutely no sense.
And the learning support then helps those maybe weaker students who may need a bit extra help with work or whatever, and I presume you mean an extra person in the classroom or SNAs, and that will be taken away as well?
Well, yeah, with extra person in the sport, you can be in classroom or out of classroom. Mm-hmm. There are some teachers coming to the school who will take pupils as the school sees best. They could be in classroom support, or some children withdrawn in the small groups from the classroom for help. But in a general sense anyway, the learning support would be generally aiding the teaching of the teacher, and obviously would be hugely beneficial to some of the pupils in the classroom scenario. And the fact that this is being cut also, to add to our woes, it does not make any sense. I cannot see how Rory Quinn can stand over it and tell us that there is any logic to it, because there is none. And we are losing a fantastic teacher. Niall O'Sullivan, unfortunately, will no longer be teaching in our school. Fantastic teacher, very popular with pupils, parents, fantastic guy in the local community. His loss to our school will be immeasurable. And
this will have a huge impact, to Padraig, on the students as well, because as you mentioned there, a lot of these younger teachers do get involved in the local clubs in the local area. They get involved in parish activities in rural areas, and they also have a great rapport with the students, and the students respect them. And then when a teacher goes, it kind of a negative impact, I would imagine, on some of the students who looked up to a teacher, especially when it's a young teacher as well, who is full of vibrant and maybe out of college a few years as well. Those type of teachers seem to be the ones that are losing out most at the moment.
That is exactly it. They're the ones that are losing out most, and they're the ones that are, I suppose, of most benefit to the local community, because maybe they haven't a family at home yet, and,
yeah.
Are much more involved in, Niall, the teacher we're using, for example, is very involved. He's our GA secretary in the local community. He's involved in lots of artistic projects in the parish, in dramatic and drama studying in the parish, different activities like that. And if we were to lose him to our parish, I don't think the minister understands the knock-on effects that his cuts have on communities of our size. and what a vital role people like this play in our communities, and what a vital role our school has in our communities. And the government and the minister has turned a deaf ear and a blind eye towards communities like ours. And it is literally unfair, in my opinion, that we're expected to be in a scenario where you could have, in one school, you could have 22 pupils and two teachers, and in our school next year we'll have 52.
And it's happening in wholesale, not just in Carrickmore, but there's a lot of schools and a lot of principals like yourself across Cork who are going to have the same thing in a few months' time. They might realise that you're probably around now, that they may lose a teacher come September. So it's all schools are affected, not just yourselves at Carrickmore. I can take it you're very angry with the department over this.
Well, I am very angry at the department, yes, because we launched the campaign of this in the Save Our Small Schools campaign in West Cork in the spring of 2012. And it had while it was hugely supported and indeed went up the west coast of Ireland, it still fell in deaf ears. And I think the fact of the matter is the savings, that are the actual science figures, the savings that are being made are 2.2 million the Department of Education are saving this year on their savings on their cuts to rural school. 2.2 million. Now, that would hardly pay for the photocopying above and all earned. 2.2, it's a drop in the ocean. And yet, it's a devastating effect on our rural communities. And we would like to launch again. We're going to launch a campaign again to get their rural local elections coming up. People will be listening to politicians coming to the door, to election candidates, and we would ask people to have their voices heard. To get, if any candidates from government parties coming to the door, we need them to hear how we are suffering. And we need them to hear, this might be a problem in our area today. It's going to be all over West Cork, West Kerry, all the west coast of Ireland, really, where you small rural communities. Especially in West Cork, there's going to be huge amount of schools affected over the next few years. It's not just this year, it's over the coming years.
So you're asking people to help by challenging those who come to the doorstep, so presumably from all parties at this stage.
Exactly, from all parties. No, we have in our own parish here, we've started already, we have a campaign. County Council election candidate in Marhaton has started a campaign where want to get our voices heard. We want to meet with our three West Cork TDs. We want to meet with them and talk to them and ask them what are they doing for us, because something needs to be done.
And what will happen to the teacher there, Niall, you mentioned earlier? He will have to leave so and find work elsewhere?
Does
he get transferred, or will he actually physically have to look for work?
No, well, there is a system in place where there is a transfer system for when other jobs come up in an area, but it could be well out of our parish. Well, actually, we're the only school in the parish, so it will be out of our parish, and it could be in quite a distance away. You know, that is just, it is also unpredictable. The guy doesn't know where he's going to be put.
And is he a local guy? Is he from that area?
He's born and reared in the parish and teacher in the parish, and his father taught in the school before him.
And he went along to that school, I presume?
His grandfather, yes.
Oh, wow. So he went to the school. So he's teaching the school he went to. His father was there as well, and now he'll have to, unfortunately, bear the brunt of these cuts and leave Carrickmore and go elsewhere. And
he made a sacrifice in his life. He was teaching in Limerick, a lot of friends there. A young guy with a lot of things going for him. He decided to come home and to work in his parish where he grew up and do something for his local community where he grew up. And here he is now, and cuts by Minister Quinn, a fantastic idea, where he's saving all of 2.2 million. And this guy, he just will have to leave the parish, you know.
That's a bit of a slap in the face for him, making that decision to come home, and now this happening, really, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes. It's a very sad fact that our rural community in general have to face. It seems to me not only at school levels, but right across parish communities, we are being hit left, right, center. It just seems to be, I know there's recession in the country, and we realise that there's only X amount that can be done, but at the same time, there seems to be just a deaf ear policy to our rural communities at the moment, and communities such as ours. Of the teachers that are being of schools that are losing teachers in the country, there are three on the Bear Peninsula. Now that's three out of I think it's three out of 30 something, which is a huge amount of teachers to be losing, like on the Bear Peninsula alone. And it's places like ours that are being hit the hardest. And, as we said, it's not only the school community, and it's a huge loss for our school community, it's just the community in general also is being hit, you know?
Yeah, and do you think that in future, when we look at the children in rural areas who will have this new side of teaching whereby the teacher is looking after from first class, maybe the fourth class, and trying to get in all the work between these classes, and if there's a student in second class, they'll hear what's going on in fourth class, etc. Do you think that will have a divide later on in their education, because those in urban areas will probably have a teacher to themselves for second class, whereas those in other rural areas won't, and there's extra pressures in the classroom as well. Will that have an effect on their education later on in life when they're in secondary school or even in third level, especially for weaker students who depend on more time from their teacher?
Yes, I will have to agree with you there. It does have an effect. No, you know, there are two teacher schools which can work very effectively, and they're made around the country teaching in a very effective way, and pupils get a fantastic education in two teacher schools. And it's not the two teacher scenario is the main problem. It's the number of pupils in that two teacher scenario is the problem. You know, if you have over 50 pupils with just two teachers, that is a different scenario to having 25 pupils with two teachers. And that's the scenario which the Department of Education at present has put us in. He's put us in a situation where we'll have over 50 pupils with just two teachers. And yes, in that situation, it is very difficult. And who are the losers? Yes, the children are indeed the losers. When it comes to extracurricular activities, we have a lot going on in the school. We pride ourselves on having extra things going on in the school. Give the children, we're in a remote area. We try and give the pupils as much diversity as we can, try out different things. They do basketball, they do Gaelic football. They do, you know, make bring in somebody for extra art, extra music, etc. And we take them places. Now, even like a few weeks ago, we went over to the local mine museum for a day to, you know, go to the local copper mines. Mm-hmm. And to, you know, even small days like that are much more difficult with me. Am I going to bring 27 pupils away with me on my own and leave one teacher on her own in the school with the remaining half of the school? Do I just take two classes and leave her with six classes? What do I do? There are a lot of logistics involved. And, you know, with insurance and all that, it just makes life a lot more difficult. And will, I suppose, in time mean that we will just have less extracurricular activities going on, you know?
Yeah, and indeed you'll probably have to get more help then from the community as well, and parents and stuff to get involved in those extra activities. Otherwise, they just won't happen. So basically, these students will lose out at the end of the day. It's been happening for years. The teacher-pupil ratio has been changing the wrong way, unfortunately, and for the sake of two to three students, you would think they would leave things alone, but obviously they haven't. Okay, well, we'll see what happens with the small schools, Save Our Small Schools campaign, if that comes back to fore as well. And I presume you're going to take this further. You're not going to lie down and let this continue. You want to fight this.
Yes, we're currently fighting. We have been fighting for a while. It's been falling on deaf ears. However, we will not give up. We cannot just lie down. And we hope to connect with their communities. There's also, I've been speaking to comrades in Kerry where they have a similar situation. They've been meeting with TDs. And, comrades of mine up in County Mayo are also campaigning. Very similar situation. And here in West Cork, we have had people coming to the door already, but to do it because all the council elections coming up, we want people that, if there are any candidates coming to the door, we want the it's an opportunity. We cannot speak directly to the Minister Rory Quinn, but however, we can speak to the politicians that are coming on the ground, and the world will eventually get back that there is serious unhappiness and unrest on the ground because of these. Now, County Council past pupil of the school here, and County Council election candidate in Marhainton has been very active. And he's very active, and he's hoping to get a relaunch that campaign with the help of principals and teachers and members of the local community to get that campaign back up and running and get our voices heard, because it is not too late to reverse. Because I think the minister will have to look at the savings he's actually making. He predicted that he would make savings of 15 million. Now, last year he made a saving of 2.3 million. This year he's making a saving of 2.2 million. Now, that to me, considering the devastating effect it has on the communities involved, that to me does not seem like a success. You know?
As you said, it doesn't seem to be, but the main thing here is that there's a teacher going to lose his job in an area where he's from. He'll have to go elsewhere, and students are going to suffer.
Exactly.
For the moment, Padraig, I have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning on the programme, and it's a story that will continue on for a time to come, especially this time of year when teachers and principals look at how they think their school will be running for next September, how they think how many students they will intake for next September, and if the pupil-teacher ratio doesn't add up, well then, like we can see now happening in Cahramore, on the Beira Peninsula that a teacher will be losing their job and have to go elsewhere, and from the Beira Peninsula to wherever, it's going to happen wholesale in those smaller communities. Our calls and comments are welcome. 1850 333 103. You can text 53103 for 20 cents.
Court today on C103 with Gala's free mobile app. Fantastic prizes to be won.
I don't know.